our food, our staying, our working, all is very hard. Our clothes and sleeping, no furniture, nothing.
What year was this?
In
1925.
25. Yes. And he asked Baba, please Baba, give me some duty, just like your Mandya is doing. First in the beginning, Baba tried to give him separate food, some to his taste. Because Baba knew with the Western, their food is separate than the Indian food. So he won't know his Tamil upset or something. Baba tried for one or two days. But he refused Baba. He said, Baba, no Baba. Treat me as Manli. I will tell you what Manli is. Give me the duty as Manli doing. Hard work I want. Baba must try to come and do some school work, teacher or something. He refused. He said, no Baba. At that time, Baba very strict. He didn't care so far as Mandya. Also, he asked once or twice, if you don't, all right, go. So he took the hardest job, carrying water on his shoulder, two buckets, 8 gallons of tea, 4 gallons, one side 4 gallons, and the bamboo on the head, he used to carry, and supplying water to the hospital, to the room Mandya, to the school, all that. With the one or two Mandli was doing this job, he said, no, I will do that job. This is the hardest job and I want to do that. Baba said, very difficult for you. In the beginning, please take it easy. But he said, no, Baba, I will try not to do that. Although he used to wear all the time boots and socks and all this. He came and the first time he began to wear chappal, sandal. And the sandals and Baba said, in the sun, it was hot. In summer, you know, Bihar in summer is hopeless. Summer, Baba says, it won't do you. It is very hard life for you. Please take it easy. Go slowly, I will give you some work. He said, no, Baba, I will do what Mandi do, I will do. And I live in India for a long time. I can bear everything. So, with the chappal, he was doing the job. He got off a few. That our food was very scanty. Only in the morning we used to get tea without butter, without milk. Tea without milk, one glass of tea without milk and bhakri, you know, jawas bread, small piece of bread, jawa, and then our breakfast. In the afternoon only dal and nothing else. In the evening, one glass of tea without milk and bhakri, the coarse, we, you know, jawar bread we used to take. And poor the nams, he said, I will take this. Baba tried, he said, no Baba, I will take it. So once a week, what happened, there was one Baba lover, he used to say, near village, there is our bungalows, our place, where I was calling. So their family called the living there. One family was staying there, one Brahmin family was staying there. And Baba used to supply everything, food, everything, meals, everything. He was Baba was there. He used to come every time there, he used to stay all the work, in the evening he used to go there. So every once a week, every Sunday or Thursday, I don't remember the date now, every Thursday or Sunday, once a week, we used to go there to take tea and Baba used to give some discourses. At that time, Rustamji, Chandji, Adi was staying in Nagar. But Rustam, Adi's brother was staying with us. Rustamji, Chandji, and some other members used to ask Baba's question. And Baba used to write on slate at that time. He started, no? He used to write on slate. He used to give away all the. At that time, we, few of us, we were interested in taking milk tea. So, and that family used to give us milk tea. So we used to sit long in the room there. And that host used to give one or two glasses of milk. First one finished, another glass used to give.
So you were Padre?
Yeah. And I myself, Nan was interested in tea. He didn't like the discourse. He said, I don't want discourse. I got Baba, I don't want discourse. And I want tea also. Because once a week we got milk tea, come on, let's enjoy that. So he used to sit with us to take the milk tea. So this way, he used to smoke. So what happened? There were one or two servants there, or some passers-by. They used to smoke bidi. the youth of Sarsis. So these two came. When Rustam came to know he smoked many, then Rustam asked his brother Adi, who was staying in Naga, please sell a few packets of cigarettes. And he offered him, if you flatter, if you no, sir, nothing, you don't get from it. We used to take the soap, toilet soap. Bob used to get from toilet soap for him. He said, no, nothing. Mostly we used to get chocolate, anything, biscuit, something. He used to refuse. And because soap, you know, bar soap, the washing cloth soap, we used to get for our bath also, washing clothes, same piece of soap, small piece of soap we used to get for 1 week. One thing we used to get one soap. From that we have to manage everything, washing our clothes, washing our face, washing our body.
You had to wash
body,
our clothes and
everything.
Grind flour.
Two pieces of soap spawn, about 4 inches each. 4 inches, two pieces we used to get. And, for one we used to use it, washing all clothes, bath, face, everything. So this poor fellow used to do the same thing. And some he tried his best to give him cigarettes, some soap, toilet soap, something. He said, I will get from whom I got it, I can tell you. He used to refuse. Because he used to want to stay just like Monday. This way when he used to work, he got sunburned. The barefooted, he used to go in the sun carrying water, heavy load. A whole day he used to work there, and our food was very nothing, practically nothing we used to get.
Where was the water carried?
From the well to the hospital. Hospital, you know, old building now.
Yeah.
There was old building, there was a hospital. There, you know, near River Line, the women were staying, post office.
Yeah.
There was school, boys'
yeah.
school. This school, there was Dharamsala, there was Lepers Asylum. Every place there were five or six places, there was five or six men. So they were distributed work, they used to supply water. The big drum was there kept, they have to fill that big drum. So he was doing all this. So once burnt, sunburn was, his leg was sunburned. So one thing he got wound something. He came to our hospital, dispensary. We saw our doctor was there. First he was paid doctor. We called a paid doctor. We gave advertisement and Baba went in Bombay to choose doctor in advertisement. There were two, say one Baba picked up and he brought him. He became born of her. So he was a good man, a very intelligent doctor. When he saw, so he asked Nan, doctor said, please Nan, you take rest for a few days. Don't work with chappa, you know, the sandal. It will hurt you more, and the sunburn is there, it will be, blood poison will take place, you take care. He told me, he said, yeah, you do this thing, I know my job. He never listened to doctor. He used to bandage it and go to work, and he used to do. And all the water is spare and all this thing. Every day he used to come and dress. And doctor was there. Padhi, see this man is not sick. Padhi used to tell him, please, take care for a few days, one or two, take rest, do some other job. We'll tell Baba. He said, no, don't tell to Baba. No, I will do anything. Don't bother with me. You only rest. We used to rest. And we never bothered to tell Baba. The one day what happened, when we went to take our lunch, because myself and Padhi were always late, because we were doing work in hospital and this. Padhi was attending dispensary and I was attending the hospital. And 1:30, 2 o'clock, we used to go. As soon as we see that everything is finished, we used to go. So our lunch was kept there. We both used to go late and we used to take our lunch there. While taking our lunch, we saw Nand is sleeping somewhere. So we knew he's got his wounds. So Padhi asked him, how is the pain? Is pain too much? How is Nand? His reply was such that Padhi found out he's not well. So we finished our meeting. Padhi told Pandu, something wrong with him. Come on, let's finish. We finished our lunch immediately and went near him and saw he got fever, high temperature, hot. What to do? Then we picked up, we called Baba, Baba's son, Baba's taking him to hospital. We carried the stretcher in the hospital. We came there, and as soon as they took him there, our doctor saw all this blood poisoning taking place now. It's too serious now. I told this man, he never listened to me, never told me what to do now. Now all will come, because there at that time British ruler there, and they were British here. So he was, our doctor was Indian, so he was very much afraid now. Anything will happen, they will catch hold of me, and then whatever my life will concern, what to do, Baba said, don't worry. Then what happened? In the evening, Baba came to him. And Baba ordered me, Pindu, be here midnight, you sit near him. Be near him till midnight. And after midnight, you sleep near him. And keep one someone here. And if he wants anything, he must wake you up. If Nan wants anything, water or anything, he must wake you immediately. You sleep there. Till midnight, wake, keep wake. And he told Nan, Nan, don't worry, you'll be all right tomorrow morning. He told me. Nan was in so high fever, he saw Baba, he saw, he folded his hand also, just a namaste, everything. Baba said, don't worry, Nan, you'll be all right in the morning. And about 4 o'clock in the morning, that man woke me up. He wants something. And I woke up, what then? He said, water. He made sign of water. So I gave him this water. So immediately what I did, as soon as he woke up, I thought, okay, he's not going now. Immediately I asked the man to go and call the doctor. The doctor was sitting very near us. So the doctor ordered me, anything happened, call me immediately. We sent a doctor. Doctor came in, he came ready, injection, everything ready. So as soon as he went there, I gave him a little water. As soon as I took one or two drop of water in my hand, his head was in my hand, he dropped his body, he died. And as soon as doctor came, doctor said, he's gone. So in 5 o'clock in the morning, we informed Baba. Baba used to get up very early morning. As soon as we got up, there was a man there ready. As soon as Baba comes out, inform him. Baba said, like, inform Rustam, and Rustam will do it, everything. We informed Rustam. Rustam came to Nagar, informed his father, to get surgeon, medical doctor there, to get a certificate also to see. Because he is British here, we can't do anything like this. So he came to civil surgeon, he took him with, brought him to Mehabad, they saw him, they gave certificate, and they buried there. And we had no address, his family's address, very easy. So we have Rustam giving advertisement paper. His surgeon fellow died in certain place, and his belongings kept in Nagar. Anyone ready can come up and take the payment. So his bedding and everything, we kept in Nagar, and we gave an advertisement that someone came and took it away. This is the story of Nan, who was the first man who came in contact in Nagar. And the second was Sadhu Sile, Russian, he was Russian Sadhu. Sadhu Sile. You want to know daily life.
Daily life.
Every morning after taking tea, we used to come to floor mill. Our floor mill means we have to grind our floor grain with a stone, you know, with hand we have to have. Because there was no floor mill in Mehrabad. We had to go to Nagar, and there are so many, about 500 people living there. So for all these, we should get more.
500 people?
More than, yes. Boys, about 200 or 300 boys were there. And so
200 or 300 boys?
Boys.
Oh so. My gosh, I didn't know it was so big.
The hospital was there, Lipasan was there, skin disease school hospital was there. Dharamsala, I mean, poor people who passed by, they used to stay there. And so many new mandi came up, and they disappeared after this. They became mandi, we want to work with the same mandi, but also want to stay. So in case. So all the grain we used to, Baba allotted, according to the work, according to the job duty. So some used to take 4 kilo, some used to 5 kilo, some used to 2 kilo, some used to 8 kilo, according to the job. If they got a light job, they have to do more grain. Grinding job. every day myself and Padri used to go together. We, you know, we have to attend the hospital. So we, after tea, we used to go to Jar. Jar was the manager there. He had a list of the money. How much Pendu has to design, how much Padri has to do, how much Rustam has to do, how much Vishnu has to do. According to that, he used to see the list, he used to give us the grade, and we used to sit on the stone, and we used to grind there and give the floor to Jar and go. So this year, and then we start our work. Till night, we have to be in the hospital. And the hospital dispensable is not like you can leave it any time and go. Because there are cases, serious cases we have to attend. Sometimes now small operations used to take place. We used to attend with three of my actors, Padri and myself. We used to attend those things. When we were in the hospital, we used to work daytime. And Baba used to keep us engaged all the time. All of them so much, so never a single minute we need to get to think of something else. I'll give one example. Suppose we used to do some work. In the middle, you see ring, hear the ring. That bell used to call Mandi. If Baba wants all the Mandi together, Baba used to tell someone, go and ring the bell, call the Mandi. So big bell was there. This is the ring. So we have to run immediately. So in the hospital, Baba ordered one of us should go. If suppose I am doing some work with patient, I am engaged, so I used to ask Padri, please Padri, you go. So suppose Padri is busy, sir, he used to come and tell me, please you go, I am busy. So one of us used to come there and see. Baba sometimes used to say, come on, I want tonight some fancy dress, some show, some drama. Sometimes he used to say something. And tonight I want it. And we had no time to think it over what to make drama. And that drama should be to make him laugh. And so we had to think it over, we had no time also. So while working also, our mind was making what to do, what place. So in between we used to meet each other, Padri. Padri, I am thinking this way. What is your plan? Padri, I am thinking, what I do on this plan. So he used to go there, I used to come my work. And while doing my work, I will make prepare in thought, what to do, what not. So this way. Sometimes whatever used to happen, Baba is in the bell. We used to go there. Come on, let's have a game, some great game. Seven times. Something is for 1 hour, half an hour. So in between, because we had no time to think of 5 minutes or 10 minutes, to think it over, to think of some outside work. We had no, at that time there was no paper, we had no contact with outside world. Although we were in the world, but we don't know what is going on in the world. We were so busy, our mind was so occupied at that time. We used to keep our minds so occupied. In the evening, we used to go there after lunch. So we made plan, myself, Padri, Vishnu, Rustamji, and one or two. We used to make every Thursday and every Sunday a washing day. So we used to collect after the food we take. At night we used to take a hurricane lamp, one or two, go to the well, draw the well from the well. At that time no pump, no engine, there was nothing. We used to draw water from the roof well and sit there and gossip and talking, washing our clothes and taking bath also, the cold bath, winter or summer. There was no hot bath and no bathroom, open air. Open air bath.
Well, did you have warm clothes in the winter?
And the warm clothes in the winter, that time, winter was horrible in Myanmar. You know, Gunny sack.
Burlap, you mean?
Huh?
Out of burlap?
Huh?
A gunny sack out of burlap?
Gunny sack. And on the wheel we used to make hole one side and two sides to take out our arms out and put. These were our sweater. No woolly with us, nothing, no sock, no boot, only sandal we used to put, and no hat, only one piece of cloth we used to tie our head in the summer. And these are closed because our closet is simple, no furniture, nothing, no floor there, no stone was there.
Where did you sleep?
We used to sleep down, and on the floor, the mud floor was there. Nicely done, clean, nicely. And, you know, covered up with cover, and they do it nice. That was done. That was every alternate day or twice a week, Rustam used to do, Adi's brother. Although he was superintendent of the place, and he used to do that. Cowdung, you know, with cowdung, we used to remove all the trunk and bedding. We used to do our job. We used to remove all the bedding and everything and clean the room and cowdung, you know, with his own hand. Rustam Ji.
Was there any roof at that time?
Roof there, tin shed.
Tin shed?
Tin shed, corrugated iron tin shed. And third time, bamboo matting side. That was the room.
Did you have any beds or anything?
No bed, no chair, no table, nothing else. Only table and bed were in hospital for the patient bed. And table for writing your doctors and for myself in the hospital to keep record and everything. Only that table chair I used to use in the hospital. And no, not in a room, no wellness. And although there was so much milk in the ashram there, and the boys used to take every time one glass of water, of milk. On the hospital, I used to give them, some of the doctors used to give tea and some food also. So I used to prepare by Baba's order, give them tea, prepared milk only. Rich milk, rice. And milk, you know, the one milkman brought few buffaloes and kept in Mirabad, he used to supply us. And Baba's order was that, don't put a single drop of water. If you put, I will throw it out everything. It was a strict order. He said, no, Baba. You take money, more money I'll give you, but don't put a single drop of water. And one of the Baba, that was Monday, one of the Monday used to go there, and before him used to take out the milk and put and measure it and put 2 foot bucket of milk they used to take. So one day what happened, the man, the Monday, and then the man who was carrying, they used to pass, and Baba was coming from the opposite direction. And Baba is a Monday. Milk is good, yes, Baba. Yes, before my dad was there. Because the money used to wash with his own and the bucket and keep clean and everything, and he used to give that to the milkman. Because he used to see, because he knew Baba doesn't like. He used to keep everything clean and covered nicely. So Baba said, no, I don't believe. See, there's one or two drops on the bucket. Outside the bucket, he saw one or two drops of water. Because I was washing, one or two drop water after the bucket was lying there. He asked so Manli, what is this water? But Baba not inside, even no. Baba whole 2 buckets Baba threw it away on the road. I don't give this water milk this to our boys, threw it away. And that time we used to take without milk. No milk, and all the milk, the boys, this hospital, and the labor, they used to get. And every time Baba used to go and ask them, do you get good food? Do you get care? Do they dress you properly? Do they look after the human medicine properly? This is and check it. If they're not there, before everybody used to take our task, used to beat us also sometimes. In school, all the teachers were ordered not to beat the boys. And those days in school, we used to get beat. Master used to beat us. Nowadays, we don't know, but olden days, I remember we used to get beat. But that time, Baba said, no, no one should touch. If the boys don't listen to you, you may say, complain to me, I will shoot there. But you must not touch the boy. Sometimes, some teacher in excitement, someone is a slab or some steel or something, and that boy was in case the boy complained about Baba, and soon Baba used to go in the class, and Baba was everything all right? Huh? What master? Did master beat you? He said, why for you? The Baba said, yes, Baba, today my master beat me like this. He used to say, all right, before all the boy class, Baba, one of the Mandali who used to go with Baba, with slate and pen. So go on, give him one cane. Before the master used to get the cane. Before the boys in our school. Because this is Baba's order. At that time, Dhaki was one of our teacher. He was paid teacher.
Who was it?
Dhaki.
Dhaki.
Dhaki, he's a pleader now. He was paid teacher, he came. There was who was a paid teacher, they used to come from Nagan cycling. And they used to go with me. He was paid, he said, Baba, no, if you beat me, I won't come. Baba said, all right. But don't tell them, no Baba, I won't beat them. If they make me say why they won't listen, complain to me. So he agreed. And this way our life was very narrow. Anything more you want to ask me?
Yes. How about how did Baba treat the boys? Did they have cricket matches?
Baba, because Rustam liked cricket very much. Aziz's brother, Rustam. So he was our captain. We named our cricket team MCC. There's the MCC team in England. Big in India, in the world. Melbourne Cricket Club in England. Melbourne Cricket Club, MCC, is famous. Those created in the cricket world is a famous club, MCC. So we also gave our cricket team MCC, Mehrabad Cricket Club. So once or twice we arranged a match with the offsider from Naga. There was a good team in Naga. And there was one or two players match, very famous players. And one of them knew Baba also playing game, Baba liked him, and he used to play good cricket. They came to know. So we used to play a game. So sometimes they used to ask, please Baba, you please take part. With outsiders, Baba never used to play with them. He used to watch. And we mainly used to play. I used to be the wicketkeeper, Rustam was our captain, and we used to play. But Baba used to see from this side. Baba used to send some word. Do this bowling, do this way. Some hint used to give us from long distance. He used to send someone and give us hint. And Baba used to. But sometimes, one or two times, those outsiders, those knew about Baba, they had to come and do one or two balls play. Baba used to apply them, used to go there, one or two. But one history I will tell you about cricket. Although I don't know, you don't know about the game, how can I explain? He used to be the best wicket keeper. Wicket keeper means you have to stand after, behind the wicket. The man playing before the wicket, you have to stand behind the wicket. You have to hold. As soon as you miss the ball, you have to catch. And if you, by playing, if you cross the crease, there's a line. If you go out of the crease for hitting, and you miss the ball, and if the ball comes to the hand of the wicket keeper, he will remove the wicket immediately. With the ball in hand, he removes the wicket. So that man is out. If you go little out, in a fraction of a second it happened. So Baba was very quick in that. And he was famous in college and school all the time. So there was a big match in Pune. And after Baba met Baba and all these players, he left college and everything. There was a big match between Parsis and Mohammedan. There was a big match. And he was all India captain, Muslim captain, was all India captain. And he came to know about Baba also, he's a good player also. So Parsi team, there was a good Parsi team also. But Baba, some of them wanted wicket keeper, good wicket keeper, Mehrabad is the best wicket keeper among us. So they approached him. And Baba flatly refused them. Because I left college and everything, I'm not interested in this, please don't bother me. So they gave it up. After they tried three or four days, then they gave it up. On the May Day, Mao went to see the game. And what he did, he never went to the pavilion side where the players are there sitting, and he went opposite that. The big ground was there. Over a long distance there was a tree. He went on cycle, kept the cycle there in the tree, he sat there in the tree, and he was watching the game. And one of the boys over the ground, he from long distance saw somebody, he said, recognized Mirabai. Hi, Mirabai is sitting here. So he went immediately and informed the police. Hi, Mirabai is here. He's sitting under a tree. Why don't you call him? So all the big Bob and the club man, they came to Baba. Come on, Mirabai, he's 5 or 3. Come on, sit in the club. Club is there for you. Come on. They fell in the to the side. Baba said, please don't bother me, let me alone, I want to sit alone, I'm enjoying me here. They forced him, they took him in the club. As soon as the club, there was interval, then the captain of the Mohammedan team, he saw, hello, Mohammed, yeah. You know, famous wicketkeeper, I heard from the boys, when I go to play, you come and take my wicket. If you take my wicket, I will leave my game. I never played in my life. He was a very good player. He was very whole Indian was captain, very good in Hulia and Mohammed. In Mohammed side, he was a very good player. And a very good man. And he came to know about Baba. And the boy there, Parsi, used to say, oh, we lost Mirabai was there, we would have won this game, but what to do? So when he saw, oh, Mirabai, yeah, come on. Those name was given, those are playing, they must play, no other outsider should play. So Mirabai's name was not there, so he can't play. And he never went there playing, so he can't play. In the beginning, if his name was there, if he played, it's all right. But he said, as a captain of this team, Mohammedan team, opposite team, I allow you. You come and take part when I go there, only to meet me out. As long as I'm playing, you'll be there. The Parsi, they wanted this thing because he's a big, you know, handicap for him. If he's out, then they will win. You know. So they patient, Mirabai, come on, Mirabai, please do this, oblige this thing, that thing. Anyhow, they made Baba to go. And Baba went there. And there, you know, we have to put the pads, you know, big pad, big glove, all this. Baba said, don't want. They force him. Baba said, to take him, I will take him in a few minutes. Don't worry. I don't know. Baba went there without gloves, without pads on the legs or anything. Baba refused. He went there, stood there while he was playing. The captain was playing. For a few balls, he played, and saw his action, how he's doing. He watched nicely. And within a few minutes, you know, after a few balls played, 10 or 15 minutes played, then one more such came, he went ahead to hit it, he lose the crease, he went a little ahead, and immediately Baba caught the ball and begged the wicket. You have to break the wicket with the ball, you know, some ball. Baba begged the wicket, and immediately returned. And that man said, now my hat's off, Mirabai, you won. Now from today I won't touch the bat. And he kept the promise, that man. He was a very good player, no doubt. And the Parsi, you know, enjoyed it. Oh, we won. Now Mirabai, you did something. At last he wanted, you did give, but this man made it work. So this is the Baba. But Baba got hurt, you know, in thumb. When he turned, he didn't tell to anyone. But the thumb was hurt by Baba. Not his feet. Without gloves and all, this is very difficult. They're very hard ball. You must have seen that ball, very hard ball. And it's come very fast. And to catch and hit, you know, very difficult. This is the thing now. Baba, from the morning at 5 o'clock to the evening, he was busy all the time. He was on leg, running from one place to other. Sometimes in school, sometimes in the hospital, sometimes in labor asylum, sometimes washing the boys, giving them bath, washing their clothes, some of the grinding the floor, you know, Baba Vishwaruti grind. There are small grinding in Baba Vishwaruti, is kept in Mehrabad Museum there. We had two, three, big ones also, small ones. So one small one, one man came to the Baba Vishwaruti with that. Baba Vishwaruti grind every day. And used to win labor asylum, to see labor, give them some bath, do something. Everyone, I used to ask everybody, how are you, how are you doing, everything is okay with you, patient, with the school boys, with the money, with everyone, every department used to run about here and there. If there any mistake comes, my God, there and there, Baba used to give left and right to us.
What did Baba do?
One lesson I got, I think I've given you last time, about drinking water. What else?
Where were the women living?
Women were living near the railway line crossing, you know. You go, there was a post of military post office was there. The First World War military war camp was there, and the post office, there was a nice building, stone building was, strong building was there. And then in that, women was now outside there was compound made by bamboo matting. Bamboo matting was compound made, and women were saying, women were cooking for Mandi, cooking food for boys, Naja and the Mandi, women. Naja was head cook. And they were cooking and doing all these things. Baba food they used to go for. And they never used to come out mixed with Mandi. They were all the time in the compound, not allowed to come out. They were not allowed to go at all. Small area was there, very small area. In that they used to go out. And what they do inside, I don't know.
How long did this go on?
Although my sister was there, I never saw her face. Lately after about the second accident, we see each other, we now talk. Up to now, we never used to see each other's face or talk to each other. Only then, in the beginning, the Gau used to come to Mandi. Then slowly afterwards, then Mani used to come sometime. Not soon, just like now. Only sometimes Baba or something to say, message, this is come go, this is come go. And not that. After the second accident, then Baba gave freedom. Then Rano, Mani, then Hanya. They used to come and talk to him. Up to now, from 24, 25, there, with the women only started 1924, they are there.
How long did, what was the dispensary, hospital, and school kept up? It started when,
1924? 1925. March 21st, 1925, hospital started.
And how long opening did it
go? Ceremony, 1925. Nice opening ceremony was there.
How long did the hospital go on? Did it go on?
Till 1926. End.
1926.
Then we left everything, Mehrabad. You know, there was two big head of department. One head of department hospital, Dr. Karkar. His name was Dr. Karkar. He's from South. He's a very good doctor was. And he became Baba. You know what used to happen? If some boy or some member, Mandi, to get sick, especially boys, school boys, very sick, very tired, a very serious case, you know, point of death. The Baba used to come and tell doctor, see doctor, he was very much afraid of Baba. Every time he used to ask Padi, be near me, we are afraid of Baba. Baba at that time he used to beat also. So he used to say, Padi, be near me. You know, sometimes miss your Baba's catcher or anything. Baba used to say, if this patient die, I will see what I will do to you. If it's all right, then good, I will give some present. But he used to take care of, because Baba said take care, then he said, every night he used to, two or three times a night he used to visit, he said take care. Very, we were, he used to stay very near. He used to come every now and then and stay. See, at night also he used to come. And when the patient used to get all right, on the one day, instead of getting his some bhakshis or some present from Baba, he used to give parties all Monday. The doctor, because I'm satisfied, Baba's pleased, and so he used to give nice tea and some bhaji and all sweets and all the prepared wine is prepared, and he was good. All the money is a good thing, you know, because we never used to get this thing. We, our food was, but this, you know, some change used to give, nice fish used to give us. And what, he used to get some silver glass, some silver, some flower vase or something, always used to give some present. But he used to, on this basis, he used to spend more. But because he was pleased, because I pleased Baba. For that he was so pleased, he used to give up his, he used to spend his own money. Instead of taking everything, he used to spend. He was such a good man, he became a... And what happened, he's the head of the medical department, and school department, there's the Arjun Master. He's from Kasbapet, Pune, where Baba started his mission, Kasbapet, Pune. He stayed in Mandimi also. He was very, he was a wrestler, nice wrestler, huh? And professional wrestler he was. He was head of department there. He used to look, he was not an educated mumma, but he used to look our teacher by working in school, his teacher coming time, boys are in time, everything is going on smoothly. He used to manage all this. So as soon as December, we left December 1st, I think, 1926, to Bombay. We went to Bombay. We stayed 1 month in Bombay. What we did? We have no money now left, so do something. So some sense to find out some job, somewhere here, somewhere coolie work, somewhere. Some building is going to work, we go there, coolie, come work, give us work. Nonsense. So someone found out the mesh, you know. At that time, beginning, mesh, you know, factory was it. But beginning, they were wrapping all the paper on the mesh box. And so we used to get all this from the factory. We used to be there, we all the money used to sit on. So few rupees we used to get. This is for 1 month we did that. We stayed in Bombay. Exactly after 1 month we returned to Mirabad. And within a month, both of the head of department died. The Arjun Master was sick. He came with us to Lona. First we went to Lona from Mirabad to Lona. Between Bombay and Pune, there is a station called Lona, where Dr. Ghani and Rami used to stay. We stayed there for 1 week or so. And there, Arjun Master got ill. He was kept there in hospital. We went to Bombay. One of the money was kept there to look after. And he died there. And then we still went there. And after a few days, we got the report, he died. And we went there. The doctor was given all the medical instruments or medicine to him, Baba gave. He sold him to a few of things, gave him some present, and he opened his hospital dispensary in Nagar. And he was so famous because people from Nagar used to come there. He was such good. And Nagar, there was one fine city doctor. So they used to come in Tonga and all this every time, and so much rest was there because there was famous. So as soon as they came to know when the doctors come from Nagar, there was, as soon as the open started, so there were rush. And meantime, he also got typhoid. And he called a doctor, a competitor doctor, who was against him, opposite his family called the doctor. And that doctor, don't know what they did, some mission was there. Poor chap died. And his family, his wife and mother were there. And they didn't know any local language, Marathi or Hindi or anything. their language, and their language we don't know enough. And Ali was here at that time. We were in Mumbai. So Ali managed anyhow to take a burial and everything, sold everything and sent them back. They had very little money also, and no one was buying his thing. Maharaji gave something money and bought it and asked him to send them there. And as soon as we returned on the first, we found both of the head of the department gone. And after my coming to Mehrabad from Bombay, up to that time, Baba used to write on the slate. There was one man, always Vishnu Master or Chavar Master, they used to be Baba, with slate and pen and tablet to write off. There was one or two slate they used to carry with them. Whenever boys go, they used to go with that and umbrella. They used to go there. So one day when we were sitting in old building, Mehrabad old building, in Varanda building, we were sitting, myself, Vishnu and Charmas were there. And the Charmas went to clean that, washed nice with coal, you know, charcoal nice, cleans up. So he went there to clean up. At that time, myself and Vishnu were sitting. And Baba wanted to see them. Baba said, Baba said, I'm tired of this writing. He made sign that. Then he took some newspaper, at that time, some newspaper. He took up one newspaper, and from there he wanted to point out some things. So it's gone very difficult for us to read, because newspaper letters so near, if you put one finger, there are two letters, covers two letters. Which one is there? So immediately Vishnu got an idea. He went inside. Now he went inside, he took one paper, and pencil and light on A, B, C, D and brought it over. Boss said, this is good. And Baba pointed. From that day on, the first week of January 1927, Baba left the body, board, I upset and started the board. This.
So how did you meet Baba?